In 1999, I was asked by LA Weekly to do a portrait session with the legendary artist Tom Waits. He lives up in Sonoma County, and I met him at a recording studio in Cotati, California, right near Sebastopol, where he had recorded his previous records. It was a recording studio, but it was also an active chicken farm. There were chickens running around and barbed wire fences and clawfoot bathtubs and old barns and abandoned motorcycles. And so I went up to the studio thinking this would be a great place to shoot Tom. I showed him some of my locations and we did a handful of photographs. And I did get him to sit down and do a 4x5 portrait, which is the blue one in the blue section, sitting behind an old tin shack. He didn't really like the location, so he said, "I have an idea. I saw this car. It's just 2 minutes down the road. Let's just drive down there and see what we get. But first, I have to change into my Italian suit." So he put on a black blazer and some black pants, and Tom and I jumped into his old Chevy Suburban and started heading down towards Petaluma. Now, he was telling me it was just a couple of minutes away, but in fact, we were driving all the way to Petaluma, which was almost 30 minutes. My assistant and Tom's publicist were following us in a rental car behind me and Tom. I left all of my lighting gear, and I had 5 or 6 cameras around my neck. When we arrived at the house, I could see up a long driveway that there was an abandoned car on the other side of a cow fence, which was essentially a barbed wire fence. Tom told me that he didn't know whose car that was or whose house it was. So I knocked on the door and got no answer. We started walking up the long driveway when a little old lady came out of the house with a winter coat on and a chiffon scarf around her head tied under her chin. And at the top of her lungs, she said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Yes, I wanted to know if I could take photographs of my friend Tom next to the car at the end of the driveway." And she said, in a very loud voice, "It's got no wheels." So I realized that maybe she was very hard of hearing and couldn't really hear what I was saying. I said, no, we just want to take some photos." I pointed to the cameras around my neck. And she says, "It hasn't driven since my husband died in 1970. And I said, "No." I took out a piece of paper and I said, "We just want to take some photographs. I'll give you $25. And she said, "It's okay. Take your pictures, but it's got no wheels." So we ran up the driveway. We jumped over the fence. And at this point, Tom went into full character mode. He pretended to be a used car salesman and he was selling me the car. He sat at the front of the car with his face next to the grill and made some funny faces and said, "Get a picture of me next to the grill of the car because it looks like my face." So we shot a bunch of film really quickly before Tom got up and said, "I gotta go." He jumped over the barbed wire fence. I chased him with an old Polaroid camera and I just started taking pictures and pulling them out and dropping them on the ground. Those Polaroid shots were taken with Type 55 film, so it gave us a negative. He got in his Suburban car and he just drove away. My assistant and I and the publicist all looked at each other wondering what just happened. It was an incredible day. And the photographs are unbelievable. All the sample photographs and proof sheets with the different cameras that are in this glass case here, as well as the 2 half-frame shots on the blue wall, are all taken from that one photo shoot on February 4th, 1999 in Petaluma, California.